Thanks, Steve.
Hey, you're welcome. It's our little TV studio over here. One of the things I wanted to mention before we got started, if you guys pick up the book, I want to read to you what Skip Heitz, a guy you guys know, happened to say about the book. He said, "The Christ Virus immediately drew me into its compelling storyline. Eerily plausible, it leaves the reader wondering, what if? And sends one looking to both the newspaper as well as the apocalyptic literature of Scripture. It's clear that Dave Slade has done both. Brilliantly researched, this book provokes a sense of caution in the current geopolitical environment." So, Dave, it's fiction.
It is fiction.
What is the story about?
Well, you know, it's a story actually about hope, believe it or not. And when you look at the cover, you might not think that. But it's a story about persecution of the church and how God provides for the church through the persecution. When it starts in 2019, things don't look so good. Christians are blamed for a heinous crime which sparks riots across the country. Churches are burned. Christians are hunted down like criminals. The government passes an anti-hate crimes bill that eviscerates most of the Bible. Government monitors are sent into churches across the country to enforce the new law. And attacks against Christians accelerate. But behind these attacks is a carefully orchestrated plan by Suleiman Hadid. And he is a terrorist leader who believes that he's called to prepare the world for the return of the Mahdi. The Mahdi is Islam's version of the Messiah. And the government unknowingly becomes a partner in this plan. But Luke Chavez, a pastor in the South Valley that has a small church, he's kind of rough around the edges. He's a former fighter. He refuses to obey the new law. And he is thrown in jail. His church is taken away from him, eventually burned to the ground. And his life is threatened. But his courage rallies people to his cause. And as a result of that, a new church is born, an underground church. And that's when things get really interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to diving into the book, Dave. You mentioned in your description of the story, new laws. Is there anything the U.S. government is doing currently that we should be concerned about as far as the future of our religious freedoms?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. The president's recent endorsement of gay marriage, I think, sets the stage for a future escalation of this issue. In Canada right now, it is illegal to teach that homosexuality is a sin, punishable up to 2 years in prison. And guys, I think that's where we're headed. The recent attacks against Chick-fil-A that were vetted well in the media, I think, really give us an idea of where the media is with this and what its plans are. The mayors of Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, all made it very clear that Chick-fil-A was not available. All because the president of the companies came out in support of traditional marriage between a man and a woman. A recent editorial in a major U.S. newspaper had this headline, "Is it un-American to be a Christian?" And this was an article about the Boy Scouts of America, decrying the fact that the Boy Scouts of America are against the admittance of homosexuals into their ranks. And it went on to say that the Boy Scouts of America are out of step with the times, that they are part of a dwindling band of groups of people who support a discrimination over tolerance. And so here's what's happening. The media is attacking Christians. It is out to change the hearts and minds of people. And there's a very chilling correlation to history. In 1933, when Hitler came to power as Chancellor of Germany, he began a campaign in the media and the newspapers to discredit the Jewish people. And he blamed the problems of the country, the financial problems, upon the Jewish people, and began to portray them as an inferior race. Only 6 years later, they were headed to concentration camps. You see, once there's a tipping point, once the hearts and minds of the country have been changed, things can accelerate very, very, very quickly. And so I think we have to understand that the times that we live in can change very quickly for all of us.
Dave, you mentioned the Mahdi and how it's prophesied in the Hadith. What does that have to do with Islamic terrorism?
The Mahdi is the final caliph, or the final leader of Islam. And Islamic eschatology prophesies that he will come to power at a time in the world when it is in great travail, where there's great persecution, great trouble. And he will lead a world revolution. He will establish Islam as a world religion. He will kill the infidels who do not subscribe to Allah as being God. And he will basically, change everything. And its relation to terrorism is the fact that people like Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, take quite seriously these prophecies. The Hadith, by the way, is a holy book. This is one of the holiest books in Islam that is kind of a companion text to the Quran. And it's the recorded sayings of Muhammad by people who knew him. And there are verses in that that basically call for killing Jews, killing Christians. And the people that take this seriously, that 10% of Islam that is radicalized, which represents 160 million radicalized Muslims out there, they use this for a basis for killing Christians. This year, about 170,000 Christians will be martyred across the world, largely at the hands of radical Muslims in countries like Sudan and Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq and parts of India. And so we live in a country here where we don't face physical persecution yet. But you can be sure that right now, that as a Christian, if you believe in all Ten Commandments, if you believe that Christ is the only way to heaven, you believe in creationism, you are out of step. You are not part of the mainstream anymore. And you are part of that dwindling band of groups out there, as the media coins it, that prefers discrimination to tolerance. These are the times that we live in.
Well, Dave, we're out of time, but I quickly want to ask you, if you look at the cover of the book, there's Arabic on the cover. What's the meaning there?
That's actually from the Hadith, and these are verses that relate to the Mahdi. And I'll just read a couple quick ones. I am al-Mahdi, the guided one. I am the Imam of the time, and I am the one who fills the earth with justice, just as it was filled with injustice and tyranny. I ask Allah to protect me from the enemies, to be gracious, and to bring forth my rule. And the sign of my emergence is the increase in chaos and persecution.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing Dave at Parchments all weekend before and after the services. Has anyone read the Joel Rosenberg fiction novels? Anyone? Okay. How many? Keep your hands up. How many of those with your hands up have read two of them? Three? Is there four? Four? How many hands are up? Four? Okay. How many of you two have read it more than once? Okay. Is it Tom? Tom, come here. I'm going to give you a copy of Dave's book, The Christ Virus. Make sure to check it out at Parchments.
Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Dave.